would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm talking fast because I want to be quick. My postcard today was to James, because he is on my mind, even though we've never met. I feel a fondness for him. Why would that be? Gee, grandson. Anyway, because I've actually, I've done a couple of videos for him. The invitation was, like I've done with George, with Walter and Zadok, I invited James to hike with me. I understand that he might be a little young right now to do that. Two options. One, we shorten the hike instead of Big Frog. The other is maybe we'll do it in time, because that remains my hope. But either way, so that was a serious invitation to James. And of course, there's not just James, there is Charlotte, and of course, that purse for Charlotte has been there for over a year. But anyway, serious warning, stay away from Chattanooga tomorrow. Chattanooga is going to be a seriously dangerous place, because I got a call from Sharon Leonard. Jim Leonard has an appointment tomorrow to see a doctor in Chattanooga. And she can't drive that far. He can't drive. He has trouble driving that far. So he's going to drive to me, and then I'm going to drive him to Chattanooga. So stay away from Chattanooga. Because, I don't drive much. One of the important things is, one of the things you can see tremendously, Jim is going through a lot of physical pain right now. He's been in pain for months. It's calmed some because he's gone through, spent some time in the hospital and so forth. But he's still going through some difficulties, especially Sharon said his big toe is a severe problem. And a toe will get to you. A toe could be a real problem. But the one thing Jim and Sharon have is it's overt. Sharon loves Jim. That's overt. Obviously,
if you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press...
Obviously, I don't know that idea of a wife who actually loves you. That was a big deal. The other thing is, and I'm struggling I've been struggling for years actually to work on this. There's a difference between mental fatigue and physical fatigue. Obviously we did the hike Friday, and I did a modest 4 mile Sunday. Today I did 7 miles because I had to get my boots rehealed. So I did that, went to Publix, and, again, my pace was excellent. But that's physical. I find that there's a mental fatigue that it's kind of like, and, there are periods where I don't have it, there are periods when I do, and I haven't figured out what it is yet. Because I think, it's quite clear, it varies from person to person. I have found one of the things that does help me in the morning, especially, is the jumping jacks, because my mind is awake after that, dramatically. That has helped dramatically. But there are a number of issues I would like to address on theology, but because of the fact I wanted to demonstrate that I can actually do something short. I'm going to do something short. It's hard. But I say it in jest. But tomorrow, the plan is, because I used to do this for Mike Day. And the irony is Mike Day is almost 10 years older than I am. And I drove his truck Jim Leonard is a good bit younger than I am, and I'm going to drive his truck. they have a Jeep also. I don't know what probably be the Jeep. Either way, I haven't had a car in almost 10 years, but I do drive other people's cars, and I'm the chauffeur. It's very strange. But you see, what you do is when somebody asks and you have the ability, you do. I would suggest this is consistent with the idea we see, well, okay, let's indeed do a tiny bit of theology. Because it's in is it 6 or 7? I'm having trouble finding it. The reason you can't find it in 6 or 7, because it's in 5. Matthew 5, well, let's start at 38. You've heard it was said, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you in the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you. Do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. I do think we have to be careful, especially because in a lot of Bibles, like what I'm reading from, the sections are broken up, and it's not necessarily breaking up thoughts as I've actually demonstrated before. But it starts with the idea about do not resist the one who is evil, and I would suggest it's all of us. So it's not just, I don't think the context, because the heading here that is put retaliation. The context, I think, is more than just simply retaliate for someone who's doing evil to you because they are evil. But it's anyone, because again, like I say, we're all evil. But clearly, the slapping on the face is not something an act of love. But anyone who would sue you, and I really wonder what that really means, because LSV, whoever is willing to take you to law, and I would suggest this may relate to the 1 Corinthians 6. It's a shameful thing, which I've described, the entrope being the shameful. But anyway, I won't go on that again. But so it's not a good idea to do this, the person who's doing it, but you don't resist. And that's why I was told by at least one party that when my wife went to court that I should fight back. No, I won't. Because it is like that I've described before in seeking reconciliation. If I seek reconciliation with someone, the weight I put on them is huge. And it's not because I have gone and forced him by law or whatnot. I appeal for reconciliation. And now they will have to stand before the Lord one day saying, I did not reconcile with this person because of what? It's a really, really hard place to be in. I don't have to go to law. I don't have to go to man's law or anything of that nature. I'm simply doing the right thing, seeking reconciliation, putting serious pressure on someone, again, with the hope that, no, I don't want to put the pressure on you. My goal is not to pressure you. My goal is to reconcile with you. But, then, of course, forces you to go a mile. Go with him 2 miles. And it is probably, obviously it's not a mile, but 1,000 paces. Okay. But the other part is, and it's slightly disjoint, give to the one who begs from you and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. So when somebody asks you, can I have a buck? You're not the beggar. Because I've seen people who say, well, I don't want to give to that person because they're going to just use it for cigarettes or booze or whatever. So the Lord says, give to the one who begs from you, and you've decided that person's not worthy. He's begged for something, and I don't believe he should have it. I would suggest you're overruling God. It's not give to the one who begs from you who's asking for the right thing, or do is it for the right purpose. It's, because it would be consistent with the idea of the one who slaps you in the face. That's not a good thing, but you don't resist. So if someone begs from you, hey, do you have a buck so I can go buy a beer? You give him a buck so he can buy a beer. But then if you have that context, I don't drive. I just don't drive anymore. I have no need to drive. I'm rarely in a vehicle. I was Friday, obviously, when Chris drove. Virtually most every time I've been in a vehicle in the last couple of years has been with Chris. And also Chris Petrello a couple times. And anyway. It's not that you say, all right, in this circumstance, I will be a blessing. In another circumstance, I won't. No. When you're asked, you do. But especially, there is the concept, especially the brotherhood, especially when somebody, like my brother, I will claim him as a brother, Jim Leonard, has a need. And he comes to me, and, Sharon came to me and said, will you drive him? I don't want to drive. I have no desire to get behind the wheel of a car anymore. I have no desire whatsoever. But Jim's not an enemy. And if I'm supposed to do loving things to an enemy, all the more to a person not only that I believe will stand before the Lord redeemed, but even more, someone who has actually shown me love, I have all the more an obligation to show him love, even if I don't want to, or even if it's uncomfortable. I want to set that model before my family, because obviously they don't see it. So I was going to end this at 5 minutes. It's now 14. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. James, I want to hike with you. I understand you're young. It was about a year ago. I walked with a gentleman named Oscar, and he was 3. We walked a little slower. Then I walked with Chris up Big Frog. A slow walk, a fast walk, whatever it is. James, I want to walk with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to have your hand in mine. Big time. And, Charlotte, your purse is there. I'd love to get it to you. I'd take a walk with you, too. I want to embrace both of you, as well as your mom and my wife. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. Your husband loves you. As I said on the top of Big Frog Mountain several times, as I left a card in there indicating that, twice now, I love you and I want you back.